We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Week five of football is in the books. It's time to get ready for week six. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week six, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. So you need to download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and make sure you use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante. He is Greg Pickle. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. And Greg, speaking of gambling, I know you are a gambling man, which means you have to be a numbers guy. You have to think about probabilities. So in this segment, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to make some statements to you about Penn State football, and you are going to give me the probability of it happening, all right?
Okay.
So I'll give you the statement, and if you start doing 50% on everything, we're going to end the segment early, all right?
All right, that sounds good to me, Jim. Note
it. So be bold here. Take a stand. First up, Penn State is going to upset Ohio State and go undefeated on the season. What are the percentage probability of that happening?
Yeah, let's go with 30%, Jim. I mean, I guess it could be a little bit higher than that, but I give Penn State about a 30% chance of winning that game. Let's keep in mind that even if they do, they're still having to go on the road to Michigan. They would have to have gotten through that tricky game in Indiana, which, again, I don't think they're on upset alert for it, but I do think it could still be a challenge out there in the Hoosier land. So, yeah, I mean, I think 30% is about right. Obviously, we haven't seen Ohio State do much of anything either, so it's not like it's just Penn State that we have all these questions about. So we'll know a lot more in 2 weeks' time or 3 weeks' time, I guess, than we do right now. But, yeah, I mean, ultimately, I'm going to go with a 30% chance of that happening, Jim.
I'll take that. That's not bad. A 30% chance, that's pretty good. All right, next up, someone other than Jahan Dotson will lead the wide receivers in reception yardage.
Let's go with 60% chance of that happening. I know it's a little bit higher than average. The reason I think that is because when you look at this Lions attack, it just feels ripe for someone to step up and really take a hold of this offense. And I'm not saying Jahan Dotson can't be that guy, but you know, I would really like to see him have a breakout year, but I just think somebody else might also have a breakout year and edge him out in this category.
You know what? I'm glad you said that, and obviously it's why I came up with that question. I'm not sure who it's going to be, but I do think that someone is going to step up and be that really dynamic player, that KJ Hamler-ish type, and accumulate a lot of yardage. This is a bonus question. Any thoughts on who that guy will be?
I don't know. I feel like Daniel George at some point is going to be a guy who really takes a big step forward and really turns. You know, he just looks like a tremendously talented player, and he doesn't always show up. You know, he hasn't always played that way when the chips were on the table. So, yeah, Jim, I think that he's the guy I'm going to go with there.
Okay. Next up, we've been talking and we mentioned it. Oh, speaking of mentioning, Greg, what did I forget to do?
Oh, you did not give a winner, Jim, but you caught yourself in time. So there's something that, you know, that counts for something.
All right. Mike from Bradenton, Florida is our winner. Mike, I'll be getting in touch with you. And as we start to approach the fall and colder years, it's good a guy from Florida gets the polo shirt, right? He'll still be able to wear it in these coming months. All right. Next up, Greg, we know, and we talked about this, a crowded running back room, a lot of talent there. What are the chances that we get two running backs rushing for over 700 yards this season?
Ooh, that is a good question. That's a good one. I mean, I guess it really depends how much you think the passing game is going to really take over the running game. Let's go with a 70% chance, Jim. I think that they will just use, I think they will use a lot of different guys in the running back rotation, Jim. And if you rip off a few big games here and there, you can get into that conversation. Obviously, only having 9 games plus the bowl game, presumably, makes this a little bit more of a challenge. But I think they can get this job done and have two guys do that. More likely than not, for that to happen.
Wow, when you say it's a great question, I'm going to award myself a KSN polo shirt for that, Greg.
There you go.
All right. Next up, Sean Clifford is going to have a big enough season that he declares for the NFL draft after this year.
I'm going to go with no. So I guess the percent chance here would be 30%. I mean, don't get me wrong, anything's possible, but I just don't know if I see that one in the cards, Jim. I think that he is going to want to play at least one more season at Penn State, unless he just has a crazy year that's so good that he can't possibly not come out. But there's some other pretty good quarterbacks that I think will be a part of next year's draft class, and not that Clifford can't be in the same conversation as those guys, but he feels like a one more year kind of guy to me.
Yeah, I think so also, and not that this is an overriding part of the conversation, but I wonder how much he might want to have his brother as a teammate for a year at Penn State also.
Yeah, again, it certainly seems like that could be a part of the conversation, no question. So, I mean, I think you do have to keep that in mind as well. Yep.
Yeah, I think it's just part of it. And remember also that he had, and you know, just that in that quarterback conversation, everybody gets that extra year of eligibility coming back to them. So Will Levis, even if Sean Clifford sticks around for just one more year and leaves at that point after the 2021 season, all of a sudden Will Levis will still have 2 years of eligibility left, if I've done my math correctly.
That is correct, Jim. Yep.
All right. Speaking of Will Levis, will Will Levis get regular time in short yardage situations?
Will he get more time in short yardage situations? Let's go with 70% chance of yes on that, Jim. I think that what we've heard from Kirk Soraka so far, he is going to maximize his talent, and whether that is relying more on the tight end position because you have a Pat Freiermuth, for what he said is like kind of the first time in his career to have someone with that kind of talent level, you know, whether it's because of that or it's because he has a guy who might be helpful in short yard situations, or if he might have a guy who can stretch the field a little bit differently on third down. I think you're going to see him mix and match a lot of different pieces this year, and that Penn State won't rotate things just simply based on how they've done it in the past, that there might be more of a method to the madness, which should really help things, I think, here in 2020. So I'm going to go with a pretty high percentage chance that is the case.
I agree with you on that one. And reading the tea leaves a little bit, when asked about it, he didn't cross it off and say, no, we're not going to be doing that. The other part about protecting Sean Clifford, the starting quarterback, hoping that he doesn't get too many hits, having that as part of the conversation also. All those things lead to Will Levis getting out on the field. And we've already seen precedent from James Franklin about getting that second quarterback in there. You know, if you have a talented player, he wants to get him on the field. And that would be a way of doing that for Will Levis. All right. Here's my next one for you, Greg. Caden Wallace is a starter before the end of the season.
Boy, that's a good question. Let's go with 60% with the caveat that he may not end up being the quote-unquote starter, but he will play starter reps by the end of the season. I have that as like a 90% chance. So I'm going to take your question and slightly morph it for my own purposes. But yeah, I would say to you, answer your questions directly, 60%, but will he be playing starter-like reps later in the year, even if he is not the quote-unquote starter? Yes, I think that's a very likely scenario for Penn State this year.
All right, I'll allow you to morph the question. And again, this seems to be one of those cases where they've talked about him. They seem to be so high on him that, yes, even if he isn't starting, you just get the feeling we're going to see a lot of him out there on the field. Okay, next up, Greg. Penn State has three or more first-round draft picks next year.
I will go with 80% that they have more. We know Micah Parsons is almost certainly a yes. We know Pat Freiermuth is almost certainly a yes. And we've seen a lot of conversation about Journey Brown and Jason Awe being guys who could potentially be in that conversation. So is it a guarantee? Nah, of course not. But is it possible? Sure. Yeah. So I'm going to go with a higher percentage than maybe you would expect, Jim.
You are going with a higher percentage there than I expected. But I do think there is, you know, a good probability of it. You set it up correctly. You expect, obviously, Micah Parsons to be, you know, a top 10 pick. The Pat Freiermuth, I think he'll be at the top end. The question just is, you know, are people looking to draft a tight end in the first round or not? You know, is that a way that he might be able to fall back? And the same thing with running back with Journey Brown, as talented as he is, might he just fall to the second round because running backs just aren't valued that same way in the NFL anymore?
Yeah, that is unfortunately a part of the problem. There's no question about that, Jim. That will make things tricky for sure.
All right. One last one, Greg. We will see a two running back formation more than just a one-off situation.
I don't think so. 10% chance of that at best.
Those people who are regular listeners of our show will know that I'm the one who's been pushing for that for a couple of years now with all that talent at running back. And all I needed was a little bit of encouragement in last week or the week prior show with Ross Tucker. I made him the offensive coordinator, and he made a statement. One of his things he would do is have the two running backs in there. So Jim took it and ran with it. I'm still hoping to see it, Greg. I just think there's just so much talent there. All right, that is it for this edition of the show. Thank you, Greg, and thank you all for listening. And make sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and get in on all the football action. Use code KSN when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.